So to wrap things up, obviously there's been a lot of heavy information given to us. I've definitely struggled with it at different times over the last 5 years, just because you can sometimes feel quite helpless, and thinking about the future of humanity and the environment can be somewhat kind of depressing once you hear about these sort of things. But I thought I'd finish this podcast with the final part being a solution / what you can do at home, because obviously Matt lives his hippie lifestyle up in Ballina. Not hippie, but smart nerd.
Nerd.
Jealous environment up in Ballina. And obviously I live in Melbourne, so it's a bit harder to kind of eat organic and whatnot. So I just kind of want to go through some more household things in the last part of the podcast with Matt, just to maybe take another look about what you're putting on your face, what you're eating, what you're drinking, and that sort of stuff. So Matt, do you want to start off with just like cooking materials and kind of like things to avoid around the house?
Yeah, so look, there's a lot of opportunities actually to change your exposure in your home. And you might, there might be really kind of low-hanging clean fruit that you can access here. So they come down to some of the cookware you choose. So we have, you know, in recent years, the idea of non-stick pans was like, wow, it's a revelation. Things don't stick to the pan. And the most common chemical that was being used across those was Teflon. And it still is available to get on a non-stick pan. The problem is that we know now that Teflon is a PFAS chemical and it leaches out of the pan. Now, if people keep pet budgies, they kind of learnt about this the hard way, where they left the pan on a bit too hot and they burnt the pan. And that led to the gas coming out of the pan and it killed the budgie.
Right? Wow.
So the budgie is very sensitive to the chemicals that come out of those pans. But of course, you're less sensitive, but you're taking a hit.
You're taking
an exposure, and you're creating an exposure in water. When you wash that pan, we know that there's leachate coming out of that pan going to the wastewater treatment plant. They have to try and get that PFAS chemical out. Often it binds up in the sludge ponds. Now, they fill up with time at the wastewater plant. We've got to do something with that sludge. And so at the moment, it's being put back out for agricultural use. It's being put back into places where it's going to contact food. We know that plants take up PFAS if it's in the soil. And we know that PFAS does bad things to our body. We know that it affects our immune system. We know that people who had high levels of PFAS were the ones who are more likely to die if they ended up in hospital with COVID. We know that kids, when they have their juvenile vaccines, their measles, mumps, rubella vaccines, if they are exposed to high levels of PFAS, they develop less antibodies. They're less protected and for a shorter period, and they're more likely to get the disease even though they're vaccinated.
Wow.
So PFAS is a serious class of chemicals. We have three of them listed internationally now on a thing called the Stockholm Convention, which, look, I didn't know what that even was. I mean, you really got to go a fair way down the rabbit hole to even get to the Stockholm Convention. And there's a whole bunch of nerds that try and work out which chemicals we should just really try and get rid of, because we can't control where they go. They cause toxicity. And the PFAS chemicals meet the criteria. So we've listed a few of them. I think three of them. But it turns out there are thousands of them.
Yeah, I saw the REACH program. They have like, we have like 11. No, America have 11 listed. But in like Europe, there's like over like thousands of them.
Yeah, so the science is kind of rocketing along. Regulation is trailing behind various distances in various countries. And
Australia, been lapped a few times.
In Australia, we are crawling, if not actually just lying completely still, and maybe even doing the worm backwards. Like we're not going in the right direction with this stuff.
But in regards to materials, so what do you want to? So obviously, get rid of non-stick pans.
So get rid of your non-stick cookware and get rid of any plastic utensils that you're using. So stainless steel is a really safe chemistry to cook in. So even cast iron is a safe chemistry to cook in. So get away from your plastic instruments. If you've got a plastic egg flipper, you'll notice that at times that flipper wears down. Bits of plastic come off it. It starts looking rough.
Mine is.
Yeah? Now, those little bits of plastic are entering your body when you eat. They're also going down that same wastewater hole and going back out with the biosolids also. So we are contaminating everything with plastics. Those plastics carry plasticizers that make the plastics flexible into our bodies, and those chemicals are unsafe for our body. So we know that. Even the plastics industry knows that. That's why they market BPA-free. So BPA is a plasticizer. It makes plastic flexible. So it makes plastic kind of useful. So it's not brittle and doesn't crack and fall apart. But it's toxic and it leaches out of the plastic. You kind of got to wonder why when you buy a plastic water bottle, it's got a use-by date on the water. What? The water goes off? Well, then the water doesn't go off. The bottle goes off.
Wow.
Right? The toxicity leaches into the water and makes the water toxic. That's a problem.
Wow.
Right? So get away from the plastic water bottle. You've got to ditch that. Stainless steel water bottle. No leaching. Safe. So we've got these choices to think about plastics in all their manifestations in our kitchen. Our storage containers, you know, we've got leftovers. What do? Get a Chinese plastic food container, whack it in the microwave, heat it up. When you heat that plastic, the plasticizer comes out into your food and you eat it. And it's not safe. It's another exposure. It's another exposure. And so you're adding all these cumulative endocrine exposures to your system.
Which you don't need to have.
Which you don't need to have. Take the choice not to have them. It's a good choice.
Yep.
Now, so you can get Pyrex food storage containers. There's a glass. You can get stainless steel Tiffin storage containers. These are safe. So these are options that easy within reach. You can buy them at pretty much any kitchenware store. Even most Woolworths will sell a Pyrex container for your food. So you can get your food out of contact with plastic. And we can do the same at the point of purchase of our food. Don't buy your food in plastic, right? So if we go to Woolworths and there's apples and they're wrapped in plastic, it's single-use plastic. We're going to tear it off. We're going to chuck it in the bin. Where does it go then? Well, maybe to a factory where REDcycle is supposed to be recycling it, but it doesn't get recycled. It's now going to landfill, or it's breaking up into little pieces and going in the water. That's where the plastic goes. There is no away. So we've got to not buy the plastic.
So even just like chicken, just buy it in the deli.
Yeah, buy it in the deli. Take your own Pyrex container and say, put it in here. Take it home. It ain't touch plastic. That's heaps better. Because we know that plastic sheds. It looks like just a clean bag, right, that nothing comes off of. But we know when you look, it comes off.
Yeah.
We know in your cup of coffee, you get a disposable coffee cup. It's an easy thing. It's an easy habit to get into, you know. In COVID, it went crazy. You couldn't not get a disposable coffee cup. You weren't allowed to use a reusable one for some strange reason. But they're lined in plastic. The plastic ends up
in the cup is lined in plastic.
The cup is lined in plastic, and it's why you can't recycle the cup. If it was just paper, it could go in the recycle bin. But it's lined in plastic, so it can't go in the recycle.
And it doesn't, like, get wet. It just holds its form.
It holds its form.
Paper doesn't hold its form.
If it was just paper, it'd leak through and you'd have hot coffee over your hand.
Yeah.
So it's kind of useful, but comes with a consequence that your coffee now contains micro and nanoplastics that you didn't order with the coffee. You might have ordered one sugar, but I don't know no one that ordered about 500,000 microplastics with their coffee.
Yeah.
But you got it free. It's like, you want a side of microplastics with that? If we're honest in advertising, that's what we should be saying at the point of the cafe. So we've got to choose different. Get yourself a stainless steel coffee cup.
Yep.
Stick it in your bag. Reuse it. It's not single use.
Glass is okay as well.
Glass is good.
Yep.
Get yourself a glass one. Get yourself a coffee cup. If I'm without one, I just drop into Vinny's and I buy myself a mug. A ceramic mug.
Yep.
I support Vinny's. I get my coffee. I don't get plastic. I enjoy my coffee. It's great.
Yep.
If I don't need the cup, I give it back to Vinny's and they make another dollar. So there's many ways that we can make purchasing choices to get away from plastic. So that's one little kind of focus area where we can certainly change our behaviour with carry bags.
Yep.
Don't get a plastic carry bag. Get a cloth carry bag. In my local community, there's a group of really active women who just sewed a whole ton of what they call boomerang bags. You just put your food in the boomerang bag and you take it back when you want. It's great. No plastic bags. Get the food out of the plastic.
And in regards to like hygiene products and cosmetics, like what's something that people could look for? And there's also a TikTok I found last night. It's called Oliver Care Co. And no, I did not make it. But it's a woman in Canada who basically goes through like what to look for and what to avoid in regards to EDCs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that have snuck in, I think, somewhat by stealth into different personal care products. So they might be preservatives like parabens. So parabens are a whole class of chemicals that are often used in preservatives of certain things that we put on our body. We've got to understand that our skin is just a big porous barrier. It's why if you're a smoker, you put a nicotine patch on, the nicotine goes through your skin. It's porous. And so anything else you put on your skin can go through. We've got to be careful with sunscreen. Some sunscreens contain EDC chemicals. Oxybenzone is an EDC. It's in some sunscreens, still in Australia, removed from use in Europe. They don't have to think about it. That's what responsible regulation can do for you, is make your life less hard by taking things off the market. But we've got a harder job here to pick and choose things to make them safe for us. With the other things that you can find in cosmetics is, unfortunately, a lot of them have PFAS chemicals in them. So they're put in there to try and make things smooth. So we find PFAS not just in a non-stick smooth fry pan, but in smooth skin face cream. Now, feeling like you've got a smooth face might be nice, but feeling like you've got a buggered immune system is less nice. So you've got to make the choice, is that a good thing to put on my body? Am I beautiful without it? Do you need a hug? Maybe there's an alternative here, and some products don't contain them. So there are some cosmetics who are actively trying to avoid unsafe exposure chemicals that you can seek out if you really must go down the road of feeling the need to wear it.
Yep.
But we probably should ask ourselves, why don't we love each other enough as we are? We've got to get back to that fundamental question of rebuild the love between ourselves and that we can accept each other how we are and not need to put layers in front of ourselves. So the cosmetics can be an issue, even into things like dental floss can contain PFAS. So we've got to be quite careful. There are some really useful guides that certain groups have done up. So there's a group in the US called EWG. We've got some really useful guides on things like laundry detergents. Broadly, try and avoid things that contain often optical brighteners. Some of these things can end up staying in your clothes and being toxic on your skin. We know that some detergents that you use in your dishwasher can impact, stay on your dishes, and you can end up eating detergent that's also potentially an EDC impacting on your exposure.
Yeah.
So these are some of the guides where you can find information about, well, should I choose this one? Should I choose that one? I need a product that does the job. What's safer here?
Yep, and I'll put those websites in the bio of the pod just for people to have a look into if they want to. There's also plenty of content out there. Matt sends me articles every week just on random parts of the issue as a whole. So I'm always happy to send them around and you can just ask me any question. Obviously, I'm not the expert, but I can just easily ask Matt. And he's always quick with replying, so I can always get back to you just if you have any questions. And Matt obviously is very passionate about it, so he's always happy to help as well. There's a couple of good podcasts I can link you as well. It won't be as good as The Landing, but it'll still be all right. But, yeah, all in all, I think we've covered all I wanted to kind of cover, just to kind of welcome everyone to the issue and just – understand that it's not all dire. We can like really make change, and there's a lot of people like Matt that are really pushing for that change. So if we just like start making better decisions on what we do with our lives, what we put in our body, and what we kind of like promote, because even if you buy something, you are hurting yourself, but you're also supporting that manufacturer. And if they're going about it the wrong way, it means that they're just going to kind of continue to chase that dollar and work the way that they work, which might not be the most sustainable way ever. So I think it's just important to kind of keep that in mind, that although you might think it's only affecting yourself, but it's also affecting your fertility and also those companies, as I just mentioned. So obviously take that into account as well. And thank you very much, Matt, for coming on the pod. I'll release that and link it to you.
That's terrific. Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.